In Central Florida, an 11-year-old girl woke up in her own bed this morning, and that's reason to celebrate. That's because she had actually vanished into an alligator-infested swamp area on Friday, only to be found yesterday, alive and well. It's an incredible story, and our David Mattingly is here to tell us all about it. She's lucky.
Absolutely. You just don't hear stories turning out like this way very often, because this little girl was gone for almost 4 days. No food, no water. And after 4 days, the odds of finding someone in good health or relatively good health or even alive start to fall off very quickly. But this little girl had a very big stroke of luck thanks to one particular rescuer. Her tiny hand waving from the stretcher was Nadia Bloom's way of telling everyone she was okay. It was an amazing end to a 3.5-day search in which the 11-year-old seemed to vanish without a trace until a remarkable 911 call from her rescuer's phone.
Hi, this is Nadia. I'm the girl that lost.
Okay, Nadia, are you okay? You're not hurt in any way?
As mildly autistic, Nadia was dehydrated, hungry, barefooted, and covered with insect bites. Volunteer James King says he was calling on his faith when he found her.
Speaking scriptures and yelling, Nadia! And then I heard, what? And I said, that way, right there.
It was in one of the densest, muddiest parts of a swamp near Nadia's Central Florida home. At first, the 911 operator couldn't believe it.
I'm almost right in the square in the middle of the swamp.
Sir, so you're in contact with her?
I'm holding her right now, yeah. She's okay. She's got bites all over her. She's got some scratches.
Working alone, King was able to do what scores of trained officers, divers, and a specially equipped helicopter could not. After spending 4 nights in the snake-infested thicket, Nadia told the 911 operator she was doing some praying of her own.